Freckles Organ Society, application number 12.
FY16, OSP, level 3, March 3rd, 2015, Spreckles Organ Society.
I am so sorry. No more cookies.
Okay, so let's
start over.
Hold on. Okay, we're going to start in an objective, unbiased fashion.
Okay.
With material comments.
Okay. It is okay. First of all, Spreckles Organ and Pavilion is a very unique society. They've been going strong from 1978 to 1986. I'm going to go on to diversity.
Wait. 1986.
Wait a second. Oh, I'm sorry. The renovation of the Spreckles Pavilion took place from 1978 to 1986. Then organist Robert Plimpton teamed with community volunteer Vivian Evanson to establish a nonprofit organization. Okay. With the help of the city's Arts and Culture Commission and through the efforts of its volunteers, the Spreckles Organ Society has raised more than $500,000 to improve the Spreckles organ, including a new organ console, refurbished facade and pipes, and music tonality to color the instrument.
Okay. That was just your orienting comment?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I think that's important.
Okay.
Regarding diversity, the organization slogan is "To all the people of the world." It means programming concerts that feature international guest artists and composers of many nationalities, and many offering many concerts at no charge. Musical collaborations have been with community singers, the Von Trapp Family Singers. Young organists are featured at least twice each year. And with the children's choir. The Board of Trustees has a mix of genders, ethnicities, and professions. All trustees are asked to seek volunteers and prospective leaders who represent diverse backgrounds. The society evaluates the success of its efforts to incorporate diversity by looking at the age, size, the general makeup of the audience. Diversity is shown at Family Days, a festival that they have, which has helped, which reaches out to children and to sister organizations that serve them. The society has for several years envisioned a board level focus on issues of diversity, and yet has been forced to address other priorities instead. In 2015, a diversity committee has been named and will begin discussion on how the outreach activities of the year to come will be brought to more diverse communities in San Diego. And I'm only seeing one act of participation in District Number 3. Artistic programming. Each summer, the Organ Pavilion, the Spreckles Organ Pavilion Society attracts about 2,400 people, among the world's largest audiences for organ concerts. It's been a very successful relationship between the society, civic organists, and national organizations such as the American Guild of Organists and the American Theater Organ Society, with quality performances, new musical partners to the stage. They bring new partners to the stage, and then this Dr. Williams in 2001 was the first woman to be appointed civic organist.
So I should you're pulling out the facts, or you're pulling out the content from the application. Tell us what that indicates to you.
Well, this goes back to diversity, that they have a woman organist. However, it's under artistic program equality, so I think they're really not making an issue that she's a woman. They just stated that she is a woman. So I don't know what that inference was.
But are you arguing as a panelist, mm-hmm. that because they have because of all the things that you just read, mm-hmm. that they have high artistic and programmatic quality, or what's your argument?
It indicates that it's high programmatic quality. In that the Spreckles Organ Society is very unique, that it's probably the finest organ, outside organ in the country, and that it brings people from all over the world, the top organists, to come and participate in their programs.
Okay. Who can piggyback on this?
Found strong evidence of artistic and programmatic quality. The qualifications of the organist are very well arranged, you know, with formal education, the description of the civic organist position, and this adds to, I would say, some evidence of organizational management quality, because they supplement that position's salary with additional funds from the organization, and the other part is paid by the city in the amount of $29,000 annually. Otherwise, I find weak evidence in organizational management quality as it relates to other activities performed by the board.
Such as?
How the overall fundraising strategy works. I did find evidence of financial management quality in the fact that they have implemented an endowment, and there's an investment committee that actually gets together on a quarterly basis, but there's find weak indications of how the board deals with other fundraising strategies.
Okay, thank you. Further comments, please? Yes.
Yeah, so I'm a little confused and concerned again on the financial side, because there's no information for 2014. If you look at it, they have 2012 and 2013, and everyone else submitted a financial for 2013 and 2014.
That's allowed, though, right?
That is allowed. It's because some of them, their fiscal years don't end until their fiscal is their calendar.
Okay.
Sometimes it ends in October. I actually see. Look at the top right corner, just because I don't have it open. The top right corner tells you their fiscal year end.
Oh, it's
fiscal year ends on
the calendar. So they just completed. They haven't had time to audit.
Yeah.
All right. So I was confused about that.
Okay.
But thank you for clarifying.
Sure.
But if we're going to look at that one, there is a 41% decrease in total operating and capital revenue, which when temporarily restricted assets are applied, allow the budget to be balanced. So again, they're depending to that the assets, and good thing they have an investment plan that they're working on. there are $138,000 in liabilities, but in their statement they say that they don't have liabilities. So that's another concern. Again, they are describing in their application that in the last 4 months prior to the application submission, they have new efforts to raise revenue. And there, I think, if I recall, there is a significant increase of individual contributions from 89,000 to 193, so 117,000. So for me, that shows me evidence of efforts to try to get that budget back in order. But I wouldn't write that it's there yet. It, to me, it looks like it's emerging and they have things in place, but they still have issues to attend to, including that 138,000 in liability. So I the fact that they say they have no liability and that's sitting there on that statement kind of made me pause for a minute here. That's it. I just, with the artistic programming, six new compositions by Dr. Williams, and others have premiered their work on the 100-year-old organ, including people from organizations from around the world. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
So, I just want to add that under the diversity, I recognize your statement that they have an intent to diversify their audience. Or, let me rephrase that. That was under the audience development education. So, along those lines, with the fifth grade in the park, we're trying to expand programs for more concerts. I did not see any comment within that section about expanding programming for more concerts to address maybe attracting more diverse audiences. The potential is there, however, is what that leads me to believe, especially with the fifth grade in the park. I recognize the uniqueness of the asset that they have and the uniqueness of the music that they bring. It is a historical asset that I think they're trying, what I'm reading, they're really trying to really show the uniqueness, really, really show it off is what I'm reading in the fact that it was unique. So the partnership with the San Diego Symphony to bring more, I'm guessing to bring more organ music within the other genres. 2,400 people at the park, I think that was noted earlier. The question that leads me to believe is, how can they leverage that to the diversity? Appreciate the fact that their volunteer is a very volunteer intense organization. I also note that under organization and quality, you're talking about long range planning and the programming, and how their curating team is very strong within the theater crowd, or the organ crowd. That's all I have.
Okay.
Can I just add on that question about diversity? They state in their application that their current focus is on the centennial celebration.
Right.
And it's kind of, the way they articulated it, it almost seems as if it was kind of imposed on them, or it's something they can't ignore because of the focus there, and that they have refocused the board's attention away from addressing diversity, but that there is a committee set to relaunch the focus on diversity in November of 2015. That's what they said in the application, right? Did you hear that?
Yes. I was going to say that it's going to be a very expensive prospect for them to put on the kind of centennial that they'd like to do. And I wanted to clarify, under organizational management quality, that it is the world's largest outdoor pipe organ, and they've been subsisting on these volunteers who serve as docents, greeters, salespeople, stagehands, lighting designers, and hosts for guests, tracking membership, staging special events, and spearheading development and outreach. So they have a wonderful volunteer group, but they need to... stop. Am I finished?
Don't say what they need to do.
Okay.
Until we get to the non-material comment section. Leonor, you pulled out a fact about
the centennial versus the diversity?
Yes, this is what they stated.
Yeah,
in
but what does that indicate?
That that is, to, I put that under the diversity heading, that they have suspended any further.
Yeah, but what does it indicate to you? It does it?
Oh, how do I interpret that? No.
What is it evidence of?
It's where they stand with their diversity is that it's on hold basically, and I think that it's an opportunity. It's not something that should be held. That's my opinion, though.
Okay.
Maybe that's non-material, but it is a matter of fact that they are clearly stating that their diversity plan is on hold, which
okay.
is what I would like to state. And also in looking at the number of districts that they have served, they've done only one of the nine.
Okay.
So.
Okay. There you go. All right, Doreen. Any further material comments?
I know, and
it's not a trick question. Any material comments?
Okay. I know this is a very expensive. This organ is extremely costly. I think it was $44,000 for organ improvements. It goes on and on. I think that suggestion might be.
Whoop.
Oh, this is. Oh. When you pointed me out, I say, okay, Doreen, you can do your material comments now. Okay. I have nothing more to say.
Okay. All right. In that case, you are starting the ranking. Could you please begin the ranking?
Sure. Three.
Commissioner Cristione.
Three.
Mr. Okamura.
Three.
Ms. Perez?
Three.
Does the panel want to offer non-material comments to the Speckled Organ Society? Doreen?
Okay, so the music, okay, my suggestion is they garner the most qualified, educated people in all the organ societies to come to San Diego to partake in the music. Perhaps they can do a fundraiser of some sort with these people when they're in town to garner more revenue. They could, and they should bring with them a lot of diverse music, so that if they do a fundraiser and if they do something, it would be something that would be enjoyed by everybody. But it's a matter of making use of these artists who come here from all over the world to participate, to be part, to conduct, compose, and use this organ to make use of their talent and draw revenue from them by creating a fundraiser around them.
Okay, great. Further non-material comments offered to Spreckles Organ Society?
I guess one of the suggestions I would make to the board and possibly to the staff is to figure out how the organ or the existence of the organ can reach beyond District 3, whether it's through the use of technology, whether it's used through the use of maybe producing kinds of music with the organ that would bring attention so people would want to come and visit or see the organ from the comforts of their home somewhere. I think the organ's probably only known in San Diego unless you're part of some kind of a theater organ society. That's just a suggestion that I would offer to the board because it's a unique
treasure.
It's not going to be immovable anywhere. So figure out a way that other organizations that has an immovable object and present it to the world.
Like in a CD?
CD Robotics, that there was a talk about how the Young Museum is using the internet and robots that wander the halls to make it accessible to those that have accessibility issues. So the technology exists that they probably, and again, it's a cost thing, right? But the desire to make the organ known beyond District 3.
Or maybe to have some involvement with the various churches and see if they'd like to bring that music to them in some form.
Or salsa music. With the organ.
Wow. All right, everyone's like, you know, let's look at
that. Was definitely not on material.
I think they could benefit from understanding better, you know, the audience that they already serve. It is a regional park, so it serves, even if it's static, it's not movable, it already serves a wide range of public that's already there. So maybe they just need to get to know the audience that they already have, and, you know, have met more detailed metrics about them. I would say that they're probably serving more than just District 3 already. But they don't have the way to the metrics to show it. Mm-hmm.
And I also see that in some cases, when they perform, they should do maybe a high-end performance where they charge a good deal of money for those who would like to come and hear something maybe in with the symphony or with another, you know, high-end music group to obtain more funding, and then continue with what they do, which is a lot of free programs for families and family programs, which is great. But they can maybe balance that out with having some maybe higher, you know, more, you know, cost-effective programming that would boost them up and collaborate with a symphony, with a dance company even would be fantastic.
All right. Okay, enthusiastic response to Spreckles Organ Society. That concludes the review.